Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at ReserveBar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at ReserveBar.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, everyone? Tara Roberts here with Fantasy Pros, bringing you Players to Cut for Week 11. Now let's go ahead and dive right in with Players to Cut in deep leagues of 12 teams or more. Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I'm not going to lie, the cut list was extremely tough this week. Between catastrophic injuries and four teams on a bye, we're holding on to players we normally wouldn't think twice about cutting. We can't even afford to cut quarterbacks or tight ends. But Clyde Edwards-Helaire is one high-rostered player I am very comfortable with cutting. I applaud fantasy managers for holding on to CEH. All 88% of you as of the filming of this video, it's admirable. And you're not crazy for doing it, because weeks 1 through 4, CEH was the overall RB4 in full PPR, averaging nearly 19 fantasy points per game. Why would you ever drop a guy like that? Well, here's why. Since his week 4 game of 19 carries for 92 yards, with one touchdown on the ground and one through the air, CEH has seen a decline in snap count and carries every single week. And in week 10, he finally hit rock bottom, seeing just 4 total snaps with 0 fantasy points. Jerick McKinnon is the pass catching back, and Isaiah Pacheco is leading the way on the ground. Ultimately, this is a committee, and they could push touches back towards CEH, but it's hard to imagine that there's a big enough shift to make you ever feel comfortable starting him. Week 11 is an excellent matchup for Kansas City running backs, but I would be absolutely terrified to start CEH. And if you're not going to start him this week, there is zero reason to hold on to him. Eno Benjamin. Normally, when a player switches a team, I like to give it a week or two to see how they're integrated into the offense before I make any decisions on them. But given the insane amount of injuries we have this week, we don't have the ability to wait and see what kind of role Benjamin can carve out in this Texans offense. It's very possible that Benjamin takes on the pass-catching role out of the backfield, and we've seen him get anywhere from 4 to 7 targets in Arizona. The problem here is that the receiving work out of the backfield hasn't exactly been very lucrative for the Texans. I can't imagine a situation where Benjamin receives enough work to see double-digit fantasy points. Ultimately, I think his value lies in being a handcuff in the Texans' offense, and in that offense in particular, that's just not enough to justify rostering him. Chase Edmonds. Chase Edmonds made his debut in Week 10, and it was very underwhelming. Edmonds had just 2 carries for 9 yards and 1 reception. Edmonds could garner more work as he gets more comfortable in the system, but the Denver backfield is an ugly 3-man committee in a team with offensive struggles across the board. It's a shame, because the Broncos' upcoming schedule is very running back friendly. And while that's enough to justify rostering Melvin Gordon or Latavius Murray in deeper leagues, it's just not enough to hold on to Chase Edmonds. Nothing is clicking for Edmonds this season. He struggled and lost his job in the Miami offense, and now he's clinging to a hope and prayer in Denver. He's better off on waivers than fantasy rosters. Isaiah McKenzie. Week 10 was one of Isaiah McKenzie's best performances of the year, and that should put things into perspective in terms of his upside, because McKenzie had 4 receptions on 5 targets for 37 yards. McKenzie played his highest snap count percentage of the season, and this was his best performance since Week 4. McKenzie is not the worst flex option in the world because at least you know he will in fact get you fantasy points, unlike some other cut candidates on this list. So, in a 14-team league, I am more than happy to keep McKenzie on the bench. But in 12-team leagues or lower, there's just not a lot of upside to justify a roster. Stephon Diggs is the wide receiver 1 in fantasy football on a points per game basis in PPR. And Gabe Davis is a constant threat with huge upside. When you're the third man on the totem pole behind those two players, you're essentially collecting whatever scraps they leave behind. Khalil Herbert. I've done this before with a few players that have gone on IR. If you look at the timeline, you have zero reason to roster Khalil Herbert, even in an IR spot. IR spots are gold right now with all the current injuries. If you can afford to hold on and it doesn't affect your ability to put another player in that spot, do it. If not, cut him. Because the Bears still have a bye week, so Herbert isn't eligible to come off IR until week 16 against Buffalo. There's zero chance you are starting a backup timeshare running back fresh off of IR against Buffalo. So essentially, you would be holding on to Herbert for a championship Hail Mary against Detroit in week 17. If you don't have IR spots, or you can use your IR spots for more valuable players that will actually play before week 17, drop Herbert. Moving on to players to cut in shallow leagues of 10 teams or less. First up, Chase Claypool. Chicago specifically said we'd see Claypool more involved in week 10, and that was definitely not the case. Claypool saw just a 31% snap count with 1 reception on 2 targets for 8 yards. The past 2 games for Claypool are his worst of the entire season outside of 1 game back in week 4 against the Jets. Claypool is talented, and we know low-end wide receiver 2 upside does exist within him. But I just don't think that's the case within this offense. Justin Fields has been phenomenal, but his pass attempts still haven't reached 30, and he favors Darnell Mooney and Cole Kmet. Unless pass volume increases for Claypool, there is no room for him to be successful in this offense. Based off of talent alone, you should still hold on to him in deeper leagues, but in shallow leagues where there are a ton of good upside options on waivers, you can cut Claypool. Brandon Cooks. Similar to Chase Claypool, you can roster Brandon Cooks in deeper leagues. He's Brandon Cooks, and for that reason alone, he should be rostered. He is definitely the riskiest drop of this entire list, but it's getting hard to justify holding on to him in shallow leagues. Nico Collins has asserted himself as the first look for Davis Mills. And while the schedule ahead is pretty decent, the Texans' pass game is still shaky and unreliable. In shallow leagues, you might have the chance to grab higher upside options like Christian Watson or Kadarius Toney or guys with more stable floors like Donovan Peoples-Jones, and you can drop Cooks for any of those options. Michael Gallup. Michael Gallup is tough to assess because there are a ton of factors going on here. It takes time for receivers coming off significant injuries to work their way up to their typical performance level. And Michael Gallup definitely got off to a rough start. And while his snap count did jump up back to a high level, the pass game runs aggressively through CeeDee Lamb, and Gallup is just not very productive with the targets he's getting. Week 11 is a good matchup, but after that, the upcoming schedule isn't very pass-friendly, and the Cowboys will likely lean heavy on the run. Gallup is still worth a roster in deeper leagues based off of targets and on-field opportunities, but in shallow leagues, he's droppable if you need the roster space. Wan'Dale Robinson. I hate putting Wan'Dale Robinson on this list because his past 2 performances were very poor but very explainable. The past 2 games were against Seattle and Houston, both teams that are stronger against the pass, and offenses tend to attack aggressively on the ground. And he is such a dynamic rookie that I can still see him having late half breakout performances. But it's tough to overcome the numbers here. The Giants are just not a high-volume pass team and run the offense through Saquon Barkley, who had 35 carries on Sunday. And Robinson has to split work with Darius Slayton.
All of this limits his upside and gives him a low floor that makes him a risky option to plug into your lineup. You can hold on to him in deeper leagues, but in shallow leagues, you can drop him. Mecole Hardman. This one is definitely only a shallow league play if you have something juicy on waivers that you really want to pick up but can't figure out who to drop. Mecole Hardman did not practice on Wednesday. And last week, he did not practice at all before being ruled out on Friday. This is important to note because this means there is no realistic possibility he could have played last week. And often when that happens, a player misses the following week or is a game time decision or limited. With Hardman missing Wednesday's practice this week, his status will likely be very unclear all week. And that's a bad situation with a Sunday night game. You likely won't be able to start him this week, and this gives Kadarius Toney another opportunity to cut into his workload. It's a risky drop because Hardman has been very consistent. But if you absolutely have to make the space, you can cut Hardman.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.